Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
A local Kenai woman was located Sunday evening following a report to the Alaska State Troopers and with the assistance of the Kenai Police. Alaska State Troopers were notified on Sunday, October 30th at 8:31 p.m. that 63-year-old Kenai resident Avita Hayes had taken her dog for a walk earlier in the afternoon and had not returned home. Family members and neighbors could not locate Hayes after a hasty search of the immediate area. Troopers, after a short localized search, located Hayes around 9:09 p.m. in a swampy area approximately 250 yards from the road. Troopers and Kenai police officers carried Avita through the swamp to awaiting EMS personnel. Hayes was then medevac to an Anchorage area hospital for advanced medical care. Alaska Railroad's classic RDC number 701 train has found a new home on Whistle Hill in Soldotna, joining a pair of vintage trains collected by Mary and Dr. Henry Kroll. Mary Kroll talks about acquiring the AK-701.
We just have an affinity for train cars. We're saving a piece of history. Alaska Railroad, they know I'm a big train fan, and when they retire their rail cars, I usually get a phone call. There was another gentleman that was interested in it also, but I happened to write the check first.
The Alaska Railroad once owned four rail diesel cars, RDC, number 701, 702, 711, and 712. Number 701 and 702 were built along the lines of the British Columbia Railway. During its service with the Alaska Railroad, RDC number 710 served the Hurricane Turn, providing flagstop rail service to people living between Talkeetna and the Hurricane area. This area has no roads, and the railroad provides the lifeline for residents who depend on the service to obtain food and supplies. The Bud RDCs in 2008 went to Fairbanks for their annual inspections and maintenance. All were retired immediately when it was determined the electrical problems were just too costly to be repaired. The purpose and the use of the newest train is still undecided. Dr. Henry Kroll prefers a complementary business for the most recent addition.
Really, we've thought about complementary businesses, and whenever we have a new idea for development or a new train car, we think of businesses that complement each other.
The Soldotna and Kenai Parish of the Knights of Columbus joined the national efforts for the Coats for Kids campaign, providing coats to local elementary-age kids from Mountain View Elementary, Rita Elementary, and Soldotna Elementary. Knights of Columbus Treasurer Ross Grothy explained the purpose and process of distributing over 150 coats to children through the Knights of Columbus and the Catholic Church.
Donating coats for kids, needy kids in the community here, and they're all winter brand new coats. These are donations that we get received from the Knights with different things that we do, and then we go ahead and purchase these coats, and then we're giving back to our community.
The program's purpose is to provide warmth for children in need during cold winter months. The goal of the Coats for Kids program is to ensure that no child in North America goes without a coat during the winter season. Councils across North America can purchase a new winter coat at a discount to be distributed to children in need in their local communities. Grothy explained how the coats were dispersed.
We reached out to a number of the local schools here, and the principals were giving out tickets for the children that they thought that were most needy at this time. And they're coming in here with those tickets, and we're giving them, you know, brand new coats.
The event was conducted at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in O'Neill Hall in Soldotna. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources invites the public to contribute to the funding and development guide for all Alaska outdoor public recreation. The statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan for 2023-2027 will be available for public review beginning today through the end of the month. The S-Corp, which is rewritten every 5 years, also allows Alaska to qualify for millions of dollars in federal land and water conservation funds, in addition to recreational trails program funds managed by the United States Federal Highways Administration and the state of Alaska. Find more on this at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.